Hi guys, welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Today is November 7, 2021. This is Monse again, and today I want you again to remember that all I have is in me and I have no limits. Please always say this to yourself every single morning when you wake up. So, today I want to talk about the feeling of guilt. What is feeling guilty about something? Okay? Sometimes many people do something and then after they already did it, they start feeling bad about it or sad, okay? And I will say that this is something normal, but I mean, it's okay because it's part of the process of like growing, grow and learn. So in the future you can be better, okay? So what is this kind of feeling? It is that, like, when you do something and maybe when you were like doing it, you never think about that what you're doing is wrong or what you're doing would have like negative like answers or negative responses, okay? And you just do it, and after you like stop doing it or whatever, the next day or the next hours you start feeling like, oh my god, what I did was wrong, or you start feeling sad. That's what this feeling is, okay? But let me tell you something. Guilt makes a heavy burden, so you don't have to let it drag you down, all right? That's why today I want to give you 10 tips about how can you stop this feeling, okay? Because most people, since mistakes are normal to human growth, the guilt that creeps in hand takes up space in your consciousness can cause plenty of emotional and physical turmoil. And this is weird because some people take it like normal, while other people don't. And for me, it's not normal. I mean, feeling guilty, it is for me like a sickness. You cannot live like a normal and plenty life when you feel like this, because you never find answers to stop feeling this. So you might know guilt best as the nauseating twist in your stomach that accompanies the knowledge you hurt someone else. Perhaps you also struggle with recurring self-judgment and criticism related to your memories of what happened and your fear of others finding out. As an emotion, guilt has a lot of power. Guilt helps you acknowledge your actions and fuels your emotion, your motivation to improve your behavior. It might also lead you to fixate on what you could have done differently. If you never left able to come clean about mess up, your guilt might feel magnified to an almost unbearable degree. So, guilt can sometimes promote positive growth. It can like linger and hold you back long after others have forgotten or forgiven what happened. You have to name your guilt. In the moment, ignoring your guilt or trying to push it away might seem like a helpful strategy. If you don't think about it, you might reason it will eventually dwindle and disappear, right? Okay, actually no. Refusing to acknowledge your guilt might temporarily keep it from spiraling into your everyday life, but masking your emotions generally doesn't work as a permanent strategy. Truly addressing guilt requires you to first accept those feelings, however unpleasant they are. I will tell you an experience. When I had my first boyfriend, I will say that I was so in love with him, okay? And we always had fun. Like, he was, I think, the cutest guy I have never met. The thing is that, I don't know, there was this moment in the relationship where I started feeling like, okay, I think I don't love you anymore. But I just couldn't find the exactly reasons why I just don't love him anymore. So one day, I was like alone in my room, and then my house was empty because my family, they were not here. So I started thinking like, why I don't want to be with him anymore. And okay, I was like, okay, he's nice with me, he's cute, he's like so kind, and he's a gentleman, you know, everything, he was perfect. But I don't know, like, I think in that moment of the relationship, he was not like handsome anymore for me, okay? And many of my friends, they told me like, oh my goodness, did you love him just because he was not cute? And I was like, okay, yeah. And they were like, but he treated you like a princess and everything, like a queen. I was like, I know, but you know, when you are not like so sure about what you really want and who you really want to be with, it's like, oh my God, so hard to decide what your heart really wants, okay? And I know, as you already know, you have to take in consideration like the attitude, the personality, but also like if physically the person don't even like attracts you, well, what are you doing there? You cannot be, or you cannot fall in love just because of the personality. First, it needs to be the attraction, like the chemic, the physical attraction. And if that is not like in your case or in your relationship, well, I'm not sure you are really in love with that person. You have to think about it. Whatever. The thing is that I just told him, I was like, okay, you know what? You're so nice with me, whatever, but I don't want to be with you anymore because of this. Of course, he was sad. He was almost going to cry because he told me that I give you everything. I gave you my heart. I was like, I gave you the best version of me because I want to see you happy. And I was like, thank you, but I cannot be with you anymore just because, oh, he treats me like a queen. Because, no, I was like, I cannot be this kind of person. Like, I have to love you because all the things you are, and I'm not loving you because of this. So I just, like, we just broke up, and like the next day, the next 2 days, I was crying all the time because I started feeling guilty. I was like, oh my God, how could I do that to him? And I was just like, I was sad. The thing is that there is this moment where you realize that whatever you did in the past, you have to like forget about it. And I know it's like sometimes impossible, but you need to try to forget it and be just like, okay, what I did was wrong. I did this mistake with this person or whatever, but I have to move on because in the future I want to be a better person. I want to have a better personality, a better attitude. So whatever, I'm not going to be like judging myself just because I did that in the past. So let's just keep on and, you know, don't give up. So here, I'm gonna give you these examples from this page called Headline in Mental Health. You can search it up if you want. It's headline.com. Here it says that these exercises are like worth it when you feel guilty. The first one says, set aside some quiet time for yourself. That's what I did. I was in my room, lonely, and I started thinking. The second one, bring along a journal to keep track of your thoughts. It's like writing a diary. But you know what? I never like to write a diary because I think it's stupid. Like, I mean, maybe it can work for some people, like, while you're writing, you are like expressing everything, but for me, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, and it never works. So the third one, say to yourself or write down what happened. I feel guilty because I shouted at my kids. I broke a promise. I cheated on a test. I cheated on my boyfriend, you know, whatever. The other one, mentally open the door to guilt, frustration, regret, anger, and any other emotions that might come up. Writing down what you feel can help. Yeah, this is kind of the same as the second one. The other one and the last one, sit with those feelings and explore them with curiosity instead of judgment. Many situations are more complex than they first appear. And picking apart the knot of distress can help you get a better handle on what you really feel. Okay, true. Well, yeah, this is like so weird. Like, I mean, while you feel guilty, many people can tell you like, okay, you learn from the past. And yes, it is true. I mean, because you can ask yourself in the future, like, what will you do differently now? And you can change whatever you did wrong in the past, okay? You can't rewrite events by replaying scenarios with different outcomes, but you can always consider what you learn, okay? Because before you leave the past behind, you need to accept it. Looking back and like ruminating on your memories won't fix what happened. But I'm so sure that they would make you a better person in the future, and they are going to make you grow. And you have to practice gratitude, like thanking your loved ones for like their kindness, making your appreciation clear, acknowledging any opportunities you've gained as the result of their support, committing to paying the support forward once you're like on more solid ground, replace negative self-talk with self-compassion, okay? Instead of shaming yourself, ask yourself what you might say to a friend in a similar situation. Perhaps you point like out good things they've done. Remind them of their strengths and let them know how much you value them. You deserve the same kindness. Remember, guilt can work for you. When used as a tool, guilt can cast light on areas of yourself you feel dissatisfied with, okay? Taking action to address those circumstances can set you on a path that's more in line with your goals. Forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness involves your key steps. Number one, take responsibility of your actions, like for your actions. Number two, express remorse and regret without letting it transform into shame. Number three, commit to making amends of any harm you caused. And the last one, practice self-acceptance and trust yourself to do better in the future. Talk to people you trust. You can talk with your best friend, your mother, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, whoever you trust in. Outside perspective can also make a big difference. especially if you're dealing with survivor guilt or guilt about something you had no control over. Okay? Talk with a therapist, of course, this is always going to be an option. Like, persistent guilt doesn't always lift easily. Some people find it like difficult to work through feelings of guilt that relate to like intrusive thoughts, depression, trauma, abuses, and all of that. The bottom line, okay, if you're struggling to resolve feelings of guilt, no, you don't need to do it alone. Therapy can offer space and a safe space to learn how to forgive yourself and move forward. So it's awesome how therapy and like psychology can like help you a lot with your emotions and your feelings. Never forget that we found like that meta emotions are like somewhat common, like over half of the adults in your study sometimes they report like their experiences on their emotions and their feelings, and they always say that therapy helps a lot. So always take this into consideration. Therapy can help you if you really want to. So thank you guys. This was everything for today. I hope you have a great weekend. And see you next episode. Remember, this was Monse Martinez. So thank you again and see you next. Bye, guys.